Acts chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. But a man named Ananias and his wife Sapphira sold a piece of property, and with his wife's knowledge he kept back for himself some of the proceeds and brought only a part of it and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back for yourself part of the proceeds of the land? While it remained unsold, did it not remain your own? And after it was sold, was it not at your disposal? Why is it that you have contrived this deed in your heart? You have not lied to man, but to God. When Ananias heard these words, he fell down and breathed his last. And great fear came upon all who heard of it. The young men rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. After an interval of about 3 hours, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened, and Peter said to her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. But Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Holy Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. Immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. When the young men came in, they found her dead, and they carried her out and buried her beside her husband. And great fear came upon the whole church and upon all who heard these things. That's a scary story. It was the appropriate reaction for people to have great fear when they heard about these things. It's not our goal to have all the answers to every question that we might ask about this, but to come to this and allow God to speak to us through His Word. Clearly, the way in which Ananias and Sapphira sinned was in lying to the Holy Spirit. They didn't owe the land to the church. They didn't have to give the land to the church. Keeping part of the money was not wrong. What was wrong was lying to the Holy Spirit. I will admit a wrong way that I think. It stresses me out more for people to know the bad things that happen inside of me than for God to know those things. I worry more about being exposed in front of others than about being exposed from God. And I have to admit that when I think this way, I care about the wrong thing. I know that God sees all of my sin, every impure thought, every selfish thing I do. He sees right into my heart. And often, I don't let that bother me very much. But it would be humiliating if you saw all the wicked thoughts and all the impure things in me. And if I'm honest, I try really hard to not let you see those things. My effort is put in the wrong place. There is no eternal consequence for you seeing the truth about me, but there are eternal consequences for us not making those things right with God. When we hide what's going on inside and we put up a fake image to the world, we're not just lying to people, we're lying to God. And it would be better for me to be honest with God and seek to make things right with Him while being humiliated in front of people than for me to switch that around and to receive the approval of all the people around me and not be honest with God. We know we can't hide anything from God, but maybe there's ways that you aren't being honest with Him, that you aren't talking with Him about the things that are wrong and impure. The story of Ananias and Sapphira remind us that that is a serious thing. There is an urgent need for us to be honest with God, to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work in our hearts to make those wrong things right. In whatever ways God is convicting your heart through this message today, I encourage you, don't hide from God. Don't put this conviction off. Take it to Jesus today. Let Him into those places in your life that are so uncomfortable to let Him into. We can lie to the Holy Spirit, but we can't deceive Him. God won't believe our lie.
So why do we try to hide things from God?
Speak, Lord, is a resource of the Palmer Seventh-day Adventist Church. Find us online at palmerak.adventistchurch.org and at pastorryanrogers.com. Speak, Lord. Your servants are listening.